Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it'll be turning partly sunny and we'll have a high only in the upper 40s. Right now in Kenosha, it's 36 degrees. In Burlington, it is 39. Milwaukee, 40. 37 at this hour in Racine. Racine Riverside Inn owner-operator Sam Naimi is likely going to be appealing a decision from the Public Safety and Licensing Committee after a due process hearing last night affirmed an earlier recommendation to reject renewal of his Class B liquor license for that business at 3700 Northwestern Avenue. Special Prosecutor Paul Alexi, in his opening statement, said that the evidence shows multiple failures to comply with provisions of an agreement with the city and a void in the licensing going back to the 2016-17 period.
Not only can the applicant not properly submit a renewal application for the 2017-2018 license year, but also that he is not entitled to this evidentiary hearing in the first instance. Even if he can avoid the issue with regard to voidness of his 2016 license, we submit that the committee should recommend that the council deny a license for the 2017-2018 license year.
Defense attorney Vince Bobbitt accused the committee of prejudging his client, and he cited Wisconsin case law from Cedarburg to argue there was a violation of rights.
The city of Racine is acting in bad faith. They're violating Wisconsin state law as well as the constitution of the state and of our federal government. Mr. Naimi has fully complied with the written agreement. We'll find that out from the exhibits and the testimony that you're going to have. So I ask you very carefully to look at this from our standpoint to avoid further complications for the taxpayers of the city of Racine, because it is my opinion that my client's rights have been violated and it's going to become very costly in the future for this city.
Sam Naimi testified about renting a room in Lake Geneva from his brother-in-law, but also having lived at the hotel for a time because of his significant financial investment and the need to manage it.
Roughly about how much money do you have invested in that hotel?
$4 million.
That's your source of income?
Yes.
Isn't it true that during the course of renting a hotel, cash is taken in by people that want to rent there?
That's correct.
So there's quite a bit of responsibility to make sure that the operation meets the overhead, correct?
Yes, 24/7.
And the overhead is significant, isn't it not?
Never ends.
A mortgage on the property?
Yes.
How much is the mortgage?
$1,037,000.
A significant monthly payment that you have to cover.
That is correct.
Several hours of testimony last night, the committee went into closed session, deliberated, then came back out into open session and announced the vote to recommend the council at its November 7th meeting not renew the liquor license for Sam's Riverbank LLC. The non-renewal recommendation is expected to result in that court challenge. Plan Commission meeting for the City of Racine has a couple of agenda items coming up for public hearings during its meeting at City Hall at 4:30 this afternoon. There's the request from Sam and Lori Azarian for a major amendment to the conditional use permit they have for the construction yard component of a multi-tenant property at 1535 High Street. And the second item is an application from Joshua Jeffers of Milwaukee's Jeffers Company. He is seeking flex zoning for 1701 Packard Avenue. That is the birthplace of Gold Medal Camp Furniture back in 1892. Up until 2006, Gold Medal Folding Chairs. Now it's located in Sparta, Tennessee. Jeffers' application proposing 1, 2, and 3-bedroom residential units, townhouses, and studio apartments, as well as continued commercial use. An ordinance and public hearing on that would be required. A Burlington man facing sexual assault charges accused of having sexual contact with a 13-year-old girl while she was one of his students at Washington Caldwell School in Waterford. 35-year-old Justin Spiegeloff, who was not taught there for several years, appeared in court for second-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 16. The alleged victim said the inappropriate conduct occurred while she was in the 8th grade during the 2011-12 school term. Said that Spiegeloff made efforts to spend time with her, kept her in at recess time, held her after school. Also claims that he often called her on her cell phone and recounted occasions when he touched her inappropriately or kissed her. He's been released on signature bond, will be back in court on November the 15th. A woman accused of snatching the purse of a 90-year-old woman at a Racine grocery store parking lot, she's been arrested again. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
27-year-old Lacey Lancelotti, now of Racine, was arrested Monday at the Mount Pleasant Walmart, accused of shoplifting. According to court documents, Lancelotti and another woman were allegedly taking the tags off items and stuffing them in their purses to the point that items were hanging out. Lancelotti was found to be wearing 3 pairs of pants and 4 shirts. She's also accused of giving police a false name. She's been charged with retail theft, obstructing, and 2 counts of bail jumping. Lancelotti was arrested in August for allegedly shoplifting from the Piggly Wiggly on Durand Avenue and taking an elderly woman's purse in the parking lot. Several Good Samaritans stepped in and kept her from leaving before police arrived. She is facing a charge of robbery with the use of force in that case. A preliminary hearing on the new charges is scheduled for November 1st. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the judge and the lawyers, the defendant, the witnesses, the jury, they were all set to go this week in a Kenosha County murder trial, and then one of those citizens chosen to hear the case revealed he lives in Illinois. As a result, Judge Mary Kay Wagner agreed to a defense motion for dismissing the entire group of chosen jurors and starting over in the case of Latonio Simpson, the 17-year-old Chicago resident accused in the shooting death of Willie Owens a year ago yesterday. Trial is now set for February. As for that juror who claimed a Wisconsin driver's license, he actually lives in Schaumburg, Illinois. State Department of Transportation scheduled to start work today on the reconstruction of the Ryan Road interchange along the interstate in southern Milwaukee County. This would include reconstructing the overpass bridges, the entrance and exit ramps to and from the I, along with adjacent retaining walls and sign structures, 3 culvert extensions along the interstate at Putes Road and Drexel Avenue. The Ryan Road Park and Ride will be closing in early December, the ramps to remain open but for short-term closures to match the new roadway configuration. Zenith Tech Incorporated is the contractor. It's a $16.1 million project, completion by the fall of next year. Sturtevant's Village Board is holding firm, refusing to include funding in the proposed 2018 budget for bus service next year. Village Administrator Mary Cole's budget does not include the funding for that. Board members told her not to include it. City Transit Manager Mike Marley went out to Sturtevant last night to present ridership and cost figures, but was essentially told by the continuous committee meeting membership he was essentially too little and too late on that. President Jamie Hoffman said the board agreed earlier in the year to an extension of service to Highway 11, but for a 1-year trial period.
That's why we approved number 3 last year. That's what we expected, and we never saw it. And that's why we made phone calls and we sent emails and we got no replies.
After the meeting, Marley said that even though it is up to the City Transit and Parking Commission to determine what happens with the Sturtevant bus service, with this happening, it's unlikely that that service will continue.
In transportation, the budget is the policy. If no one's paying for it, it's not going to happen.
A few people, including Bill White from Gateway Technical College, spoke in favor of keeping the service, but several other folks said they'd use it, but often it doesn't mesh with their shifts at businesses in Renaissance Business Park, and they still end up having to find rides either to or from their jobs. Now, the Village Board's got a public hearing on the entire 2018 budget. That'll be coming up next Tuesday. Racine's Community Development Office went to the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting for approval to apply for a total of $300,000 in a community-wide assessment grant from EPA. City Development Director Amy Conley says it's money used extensively on potential redevelopment project sites, noting the agency has this kind of grant available for targeting the various brownfield locations that need the cleanup.
You want to try to target the most likely sites for redevelopment, so that's what the EPA wants you to do. They really want this money to be used to get sites redeveloped, get them back on the tax rolls, have them be productive uses. So you want to try to target it to redevelopment projects that are going to happen or will happen with city assistance.
The Common Council expected to approve the finance panel's recommended support for seeking that grant, especially since there's no local match involved. And one of the occupants of a Racine apartment building at 2214 Washington Avenue spilled some kitchen grease from a burning pan in the hallway outside that first-floor residence earlier this morning. That created a whole bunch of smoke and a very small fire that led to city fire crews being dispatched there. The evacuation of the complex was underway when the firefighters arrived. They knocked down the flames in a fairly short order. No injuries reported. WRJN.com is our webpage where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.